Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And, folks, you might be thinking that I'm getting in over my head, and I very well may be, but we're going to talk about fashion with one of the world's fashion experts. Her name is Helen Morley. She has her own company. She designs fashion for women, for evening wear, and for bridal wear as well. And we're going to find out what she has to say about fashion this year. Helen, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's great to be with you this morning.
It's good to have you on the show, and the folks who talked to me about getting you on the show promised me that you'd be gentle today, Helen.
No, I'm not the fashion police, so don't worry about me. I'm actually very supportive of people and really, you know, dressing to suit your own personal lifestyle. So I'm not going to tell you you have to wear a 10-inch platform heel or some crazy top. You know, that may be for the fashionistas out there, but not for regular people. So.
Well, I'm on your website, and it looks great. By the way, it's Helen Morley, MORLEY.com, folks, if you want to check that out. She has
two sides,
the evening wear side and the bridal side. Helen, you know, I'm watching television, and I'll be clicking through, and I'll stop on a runway show, and I see some stuff on the show, on those runways, that I don't see on Main Street. And tell us how I've always wanted to know why not yours, because your stuff is clearly classic and elegant. It reminds me of the Audrey Hepburn Princess Grace type of clothing that I used to see in the movies. But as far as being simple and elegant and classic, but when I see these things on the runway, I'm thinking, you know, we'll never see anybody wearing that on the street. Why do they do that?
Well, let's hope we never see anybody on the street like that. So
with bubbles,
you think they might be in trouble if you did see them on the street like that.
Yeah, they'd be arrested. Why do they run that?
Well, you know, one has to understand that part of the fashion business is about entertainment. And entertainment sometimes is about, you know, shocking or exciting or being outrageous. And so the runway shows have, you know, gone more and more in the direction of pure entertainment. And so it really isn't telling us exactly what we should be wearing, but it might be giving us some indicators, some trends, some ideas and flavors to sort of put into our wardrobe, but not taken straight off the runway and put onto the street.
So you're saying the runway stuff is sort of trying to push the envelope just a little bit so that maybe we'll square up our lines and rather than rounding them, or we'll move more towards blue and away from yellow or something like that?
Hey, you're telling me you don't know anything about this. You're exactly hitting the nail on the head. That's exactly what it's telling us. It's really just giving us some ideas to work with, color ideas, you know, accessories, and a whole look. But you don't have to reproduce the runway look. In fact, the designers don't. You know, none of them do. They will not take the runway, you know, fashion pieces and put them into the stores. They'll usually redesign them, you know, a little or a lot before they actually hit the retail stores.
So if I'm a guy watching this, and you know how guys are often doing that rather than football, and if I'm a guy watching this runway thing and I see colors there, when I go to the store to buy my lady something from the store, and I don't see the colors that are on sale are not the colors that I saw on the runway, then maybe I should realize that was last year's colors that I'm getting a discount on, and maybe the lady I'm buying this for will think I'm buying last year's fashion?
Well, colors do change from season to season, but and stores tend to you know, play it a little safer than you know, what you might see on the runway, which
right.
would be the extreme, you know, fashion edge, as we say. So it depends on where you go, but usually it's toned down considerably. But that doesn't mean to say you're out of date.
I hear ladies say that navy is in this year, or orange is in this year, things like that. Should us guys be paying attention to that?
Why not? It's fun, you know, and it's an opportunity to, you know, just to get some freshness in your wardrobe. And so if it means adding one item in the new color, so be it. You don't have to, you know, wear orange wall to wall every day to be in fashion.
Right.
But every now and again, you know, you just buy one item just as a nod to the fashion moment and
a splash.
It's fun. Yeah,
a splash of color, right?
A piece of, you know, spice up your wardrobe. You know, add a little zest to what you have already, and that's really fine. You know, I think people, as I said before, are intimidated by
right.
the whole fashion business. They feel they can't keep up. And it's really not, you know, absolutely necessary to be, you know, in all of the latest things. One or
how
two items will suffice.
How does a small business woman, a woman small business owner on a budget, dress professionally and without spending $1,000 on an outfit? How does she put that together?
Well, we in the fashion world are, you know, typically we're fairly casual here. You know, people think we're going to be in the latest, you know, suits and beaded gowns. But in mm-hmm. truth, when we're at work, we don't wear that kind of thing. In fact, jeans seem to be the order of the day up and down 7th Avenue, which is jeans and flip-flops as I walk around. And we are really a sloppy bunch on the whole. I hate to say it, but when we get to go out in the evening, we can at least put on our duds. So it's actually not so difficult because, as you rightly pointed out, we're not just doing these crazy fashion shows, which happen twice a year, but most of the time we're in the back, we're working hard, we're putting the collections together and getting them ready for, you know, for shipping and getting them to the stores. You know, this is a manufacturing business, you mm-hmm. know, at its heart, and the fashion shows are the display, the spectacle, but, you know, the week in, week out, the week by week operations are just like any other small business, and I think that's something that people want to know about.
One of the things I wanted you to meet Helen for, ladies and gentlemen, is because she's a small business owner, just like you and me, and each one of us thinks we work in a pretty tough industry, but clearly few industries are tougher than the ladies' fashion industry. Helen, I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Well, it is one of the toughest. There are a few others, but it's highly competitive. All industries and all businesses are competitive, but here we have, you know, we have a number of different elements that we have to bring together, and that's the heart of the challenge. Not only do we have to get the creative end right, we also have to get the economics right, and you know, all the aspects to do with logistics, shipping, you know, getting fabrics from all over the world, dealing with all kinds of customs regulations from east to west.
Right.
And so on.
Helen, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, I'm going to ask Helen, who decides what color's in next year and what shapes are in next year? Who's deciding that? Who's making that decision? And also, for us guys, what's some tips on how we should shop for our ladies? Right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Helen Morley. And I can tell you, folks, we're going to get Helen back on again. She's got more to tell us because I'm going to want her to share some of her secrets on how she's been successful in a really tough business as a small business owner. And we'll do some more of that today, but we'll also get her back another day. Helen, quickly, I wanted to ask you to tell me, who decides that next year's the prime color is going to be yellow or blue? Who makes that decision? Do you do that?
Well, I do for me, but it's also in the fabric trends from the suppliers from Europe. We go to Europe and shop for all the different fabrics that we use in the collection. And
so somebody,
when
you show up over there to buy fabric, if mm-hmm. it's a sea of yellow, then we that's when we find out that yellow is going to be the big color next year.
Yellow is going to be the big color next year.
Now we're not saying that it is, folks. I'm just saying that's just an example.
Well, you know, when you see wall-to-wall yellow in the stores, chances are you're going to be wearing some yellow.
That's right. Okay, now let's move on because I want to get back into the small business angle. But before we do, I know the guys are out there and the ladies are anxious mm-hmm. about this. Helen, my strategy for buying clothes for women, a while back, my mother and my daughter and my wife has been, I focus on classic things. I don't buy things off the wall, so to speak. I let them buy their things like that, but I buy classic things. I try to buy fabrics that are going to last.
Good.
I like
yeah.
wools and silks and
yeah.
cotton.
You're smart.
But I like to buy classic things, and mm-hmm. so far that's worked well for me. What do you think?
Well, I think classic works all around. I mean, you know, good, you know, practical, solid things always, you know, outlast the, you know, the latest trend, which is all going to fall apart. And I really, you know, think quality in every aspect of life is the name of the game, you know?
Yep.
You know, you just want to, you want to be able to look at something and go, that was a great buy, that was lovely. Mm-hmm. And I love it year after year, and I think that can translate into absolutely anything in life, you know? When you deal with quality, you know, operations and business, you rely on them, you count on them, you know, and it makes you feel good because you know you're dealing with, you know, good people.
Right.
And so whether it's purchasing a great outfit that's going to, you know, you can wear to work year after year, it's like making an investment in yourself, in your business, in your whole personal life. And I think that's the right way to approach everything.
Well, and I found that that it's, you know, I get some attaboys from time to time for doing a good job there, folks, guys. So, you know, you might want to pay attention to that. Not that I'm anybody's model for that, but just some things that I've learned. Helen, let's talk about your business. Let's talk about how you. I've got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about how you survived in a really tough, almost cutthroat industry.
Well, I had this crazy idea about 12 years ago. You know, I was going to start out on my own, and it was a case of one sewing machine in my apartment. And, you know, truthfully, you know, that was it. It was really a dream, and I just started making dresses, and amazingly enough, I got my first order. Somebody
Wow.
said, I'll take one of those. And, you know, and I have to point out that it was not a solo act. You know, I really counted on, you know, all members of this sort of crazy industry that I'm in. And, you know, my first task was how do I get this my very first order to the customer. And so, you know, my fashion insider said, you've got to call UPS. There they are. They are the people here in fashion land. And they're the ones that will get it to your destination. And I really do want to salute a lot of the behind-the-scenes logistics operations that go on here on 7th Avenue. I think that's one of the things that a lot of people outside the fashion world don't realize about us here.
Well, and if you've ever walked around that part of the city, folks, yeah. You'll see on a clear day, you'll see racks and racks of clothes moving up and down the street.
It's got to get from us on 7th Avenue to you wherever you are, and to the customers out there across the country. And and in a way, that's just as exciting as putting on the fashion show. You know, the operation of running a small business, isn't that what, you know, all of us entrepreneurial spirits are in it for, is the adventure of making it all happen day in, day
right.
out.
Well, and I want to get you back on another day, and we'll get in a little more in the detail about how you've been able to survive. But I have to ask you, what is the color? What is the 2004 color, and what does the theme seem to be for 2004? The ladies need to know this.
Pink is in.
Pink
is in. Yes. I'll give you one
comment. Helen, I only have one thing to say. Oh, my.
Oh, my. And make it a strong pink at that.
Oh, my. Double
okay.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Pink is not one of my favorite colors.
Well, you know, look, as I said, I'm not the fashion police.
Yeah.
You know, you can interpret it the way you want.
But, you know, pink and gray looks great together, doesn't it?
Pink and gray and indeed, actually, pink and brown.
Really?
It's a great combination.
Are we going to see that on the UPS delivery people now next year, pink and brown?
I think they're just going to stick to brown. They look great in brown.
I think the ladies who deliver ought to have a splash of pink with their
did
brown.
Did you see that guy, that hot guy on the runway showing off him his great UPS uniform? He looks fabulous.
I typically don't watch the hot guys on the runway, Helen, but not usually. And by the way, folks, I want to get one thing clear: the ladies' clothes I buy are always for ladies, never for myself. Helen Morley, thank you for being here. Helen Morley. com is the website, right?
Yes, it is.
Check it out, folks. It's a really cool website, and I enjoyed looking at if nothing else, the models in these beautiful gowns. There's an evening wear side, and also I saw some casual wear there too, Helen. And then there's also some the bridal side. So check that out.
Absolutely.
At HelenMorley.com. Thanks, Helen. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with Brian Tracy. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.